Warning, warning, radio station Y2K malfunction.
Excuse me, this is Walt Gesundheit, the avuncular reporter you've come to trust most of all. And today, as we enter the promising years of the 1900s, we take a moment to look back at the old century and some of its crackpots whose harebrained ideas have landed on the scrap heap of history. Remember Guglielmo Marconi? Frustrated by the limitations of Alexander Graham Bell's popular telephone, he invented a wireless version and tried to market that. But there weren't enough towers for adequate coverage, and besides, it was just too darn difficult to hold a conversation while also holding the reins of your horse. So Marconi sold the rights to his cousin Mario Marconi, who's apparently even nuttier. Mario's pipe dream is to use this wireless system to carry music and drama and information into private homes. But really, who would spend good money on a box full of tubes and wires necessary to receive this sort of useless noise? Sorry, but wireless entertainment replacing a live vaudeville performance is about as likely as a machine that can fly. And that's the way it is, January 1st, 1900. For all of us here at the TCapsule.com newsroom, this is Walt Gesundheit.